Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out and check those websites out and use them to your advantage. Amit Mithradas is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is general manager and head of the North American Small Business for PayPal, and a capability, a financial tool that I use all the time, and I really do, especially for my personal business. And Amit, thanks again for being here. As I said earlier, you've been around the block a few times. You know, you're a veteran of the online world. As you gave us a great tour of the overall landscape in the last segment. Now apply that same perspective to the holidays coming up.
You know, Jim, that's a very timely conversation, because, you know, a lot of your listeners and a lot of merchants, you know, around the U.S. and in North America are now getting ready for the big demand season or the big holiday season that's about to happen. So, you know, the things that we love to talk and educate our merchant base about and help them with is, what are some of the key things that I should be looking out for as I get into the holidays, as I prep for them and manage to that? So, you know, let me kind of take you through some of the thoughts that I have that we provide out to our merchant base. One is, you know, we mentioned it before in the last segment, is make sure you have a streamlined checkout. Mm-hmm. There is $4 trillion that sits in abandoned carts.
Oh, boy. And I can't tell you how many times I have purchased something or selected something, put it in the cart, went to checkout, and it was clunky, and I just left.
Yeah. You know, Jim, you are not alone. There's about a 70% abandonment rate.
I don't have time. I can buy it somewhere else.
That's exactly right. So, but here's the good news. You know, a lot of the estimates say about 50 to 60% of that $4 trillion that sits in abandoned carts is actually recoverable. And there are simple things that you can do to help with that. One, you know, as I mentioned, have a streamlined checkout. Don't have too many steps, too many clicks. You know, offer your customers all forms of payments. Let them pay how they want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like products that we mentioned, like One Touch, you know, before the break, where it's, you know, you activate One Touch through your PayPal account, and then it just remembers the customer the next time they're back, and they don't have to enter any credit card information.
He's right. He's right, folks. I use that. It's slick as a button. It's amazing.
And that, you know, increases your checkout efficiency by, you know, up to 20%. So these are some tools that I think are easy to deploy and will really help with your sales.
The other thing I like about that is, I like, and folks, look, I mean, I've just met Amit. You know, they're not paying me anything to say. I'm telling you, I use this. I wanted him to be on the show to talk about this, because this is a way to help you with your e-commerce strategy. Amit, what I like is when I hit that button, it takes me to the PayPal environment.
Correct.
I like knowing that my transaction is happening in your environment.
And it is an exceptionally secure environment. It's one where, you know, once you've entered and logged into your PayPal account for a consumer, there's no credit card information to enter. So it takes out some of that fear that consumers may have on news sites or smaller merchants. So it really has a benefit on both sides, for the consumer as well as for the merchant, you know, around checkout and streamlining checkout. The other points, you know, that I would mention, Jim, were, you know, mobile, as we spoke about before the break, is massive. It's now more than 50% of all traffic comes from mobile devices.
I tell my audience that none of your past was about mobile computing, but your future will be dominated by mobile.
That's exactly right. And especially, we're already seeing it now, Jim, in terms of the revenue that's taking place. You know, here at PayPal, we estimate that on Cyber Monday itself, we think mobile itself will drive about $25,000 a second. right, coming through mobile checkout on just that one day. So it is, it's a huge amount of revenue growing, as I mentioned, twice the pace of what e-com is growing.
You know, so having I'm a senior baby boomer, and I read my newspapers on my phone. One of my favorite stories is I was in an airport a couple of months ago, and there were two guys clearly well into their 70s who were traveling together. They may have been brothers, best friends, I don't know, but they were traveling together, and I was standing near them, and I heard one of them took his smartphone out. And he said, these two 70-year-old guys are talking. One of them says to the other one, "Look at this cool new app I found." And he punches the app. This is not just for this. What we're talking about here, folks, mobile. This is not just millennials, right? This thing is catching on. And I'll tell you something else. This is what I keep reminding people: there are people all over the world who have never owned a computer, have never been online. And they're going to get a smartphone this year and do both of those things for the first time. Yeah. Millions of people all over the world.
You know, in mobile, you know, so to me, you know, as we were saying, it's not, and as you're mentioning, Jim, it's not something that is optional anymore. It's something you have to have a strategy around, especially, by the way, if you're selling internationally. Mm-hmm. Mobile is even more prevalent, right? As India and China and some of those other regions, you know, emerge really quickly. And if you have customers across the world, having a mobile strategy today is even more imperative.
And remember, folks, 95% of all your prospects, of all American companies' prospects, 95% of them are not Americans. They're in some other part of the world. PayPal.com, is there any other website you want to go to?
There's a couple that I would actually ask your listeners to kind of peruse through. One is, you know, just go to any browser and punch in PayPal Merchant Holidays. PayPal Merchant Holidays. Right. And we've actually built an entire section of our site dedicated to white papers.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.